Another malady affecting many states along the East Coast this spring, drought. Commentator Dick George lives in Maryland, and he's feeling the effects.
It was a mind-altering experience. One of those things that causes you to question everything you think you know about the universe. What happened was, I turned on the faucet, and nothing came out. For my entire lifetime, every single time I turned a faucet, water came out. Not this time. What's next? No sunrise? I ran to other faucets at other sinks. The water that as recently as an hour ago had gushed forth with giddy abandon now refused to emerge. I looked out the window. Aunt Hilda and Uncle Bill were just getting out of their car. They were the early birds, the first of 70 guests we had invited to our daughter's graduation party. My guess was that sooner or later, some of those people would need to use the bathroom, and it was way too late for porta potties. Where the heck was the water? And why wouldn't it come out, especially now when we really needed it? It turns out the water doesn't really care how badly we need it. We were learning that we could use water faster than our well could replenish it. In preparation for the party, we did a lot of cleaning and we used more water than usual. The well couldn't keep up. And this was before the current dry spell, which has now earned here in Maryland the official designation extreme drought. Extreme. That's exactly how I was feeling. I must have looked pretty bad because the next guest to arrive took me aside and asked, what was the matter? It was next door neighbor Jack. Jack is the kind of guy who could build a lunar lander from old air conditioner parts. He had a solution. Run a hose from my house to his and tap into his water system. This required long hoses and special adapters, the kind of stuff Jack had lying around the house. In a matter of minutes, we had water. After a few hours, the well recovered on its own. Since then, we live a life of liquid musical chairs. The water can stop any second, and you don't want to be in the shower with a head full of shampoo when it happens. We turn off the water when brushing our teeth. We rinse the dishes with a slower flow. In short, we do everything we always did, but we discovered we could do it with a lot less water. I suppose this is a good lesson to learn. We promise to remember it when the drought is over, which we hope is very soon.
Dick George is a writer in Baldwin, Maryland.